Good morning, everyone. I'm talking with Jenna here, and we are going to be discussing the situation of journalism in the US.
Of course. So like you said, my name is Jenna. I am young 20-something, working as a TV news producer. So I work for a TV station. I kind of put the broadcast together. I work at a small TV station. There's less than, I would say, 10 of us in the newsroom. In our news department, but we broadcast to 5 counties, so about 170,000 people. I work for WREX in Rockford, Illinois.
What is it like to start in a smaller station?
It is a lot of work, frankly. We do not have many resources. Like I said, our newsroom on a daily basis, there are probably about 10 of us. There's never more than, I would say, 6 people working the same shift. So to put together 2 to 3 hours of news content can be quite challenging on some days. I know, like my other friends who work in bigger markets, like I am just blown away by the amount of resources and support that they have that is just lacking in our market. Not necessarily our company's fault, but it's just the way it is. It's hard to bring people to smaller markets when they're not from there. I'm from here, so it was easy to rope me in, if you will.
Yeah. And do you think that there is a room for you to grow? In essence, what resources are available to you?
If I'm being really honest, I feel at my station, I can't speak for like my market, but just like my station, I feel like since we are so small of a staff that it's, let's get the show on air. Let's make sure that we have enough content. I would say my bosses would probably never admit to that, but that is kind of the reality of how it feels. Journalists in the U.S. aren't paid that well. Even though we are full-time, I know plenty of journalists who are on food stamps, on government assistance, just because they're not making enough at their job. It is not a job for the weak or the weary.
Nicely said. How do you start in journalism? Do you one day decide to be a journalist, or do you need a friend who is already a journalist to open a door for you? Do you go to college?
That could be an explosive question. most journalists that I know did get a college degree. In my opinion, you don't need one, but you're going to have a hard time getting hired. I would say it might be near impossible for you to get hired if you don't have a college degree. The modern job market is that so much of it is based on networking, or I would say that I probably got my job just because I'm from the area. As you move up, it's definitely about who you know. There are a lot of conversations that I know people have that journalism has high cost of entry for people of color, people of lower incomes, just because you have to have some resources that you were born into to be able to be a journalist in some cases, just because the pay, especially when you start out, is just so low.
Yeah. Do you have any closing words you'd like to say?
I think one thing that people might not understand is that the U.S. model is for profit. This is a very cynical view, but on the end of the day, we're just on air to sell advertisements, to bring people to businesses. We don't get government funding. We're not connected to the government in any way. We pay taxes. We are for profit. At the end of the day, we are a business and we are trying to make money. And that's something that I think people don't understand.
Something to think about. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. And once again, thanks.
Yeah, of course, anytime.